Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Psalms, Psalm 119. Psalm 119, we'll read verses 1 through 8 together. We'll read this passage responsively. Psalm 119, verses 1 through 8. Psalm 119, verses 1 through 8. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with a whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes! Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. And let's pray. Father, again, thank you for our church. Thank you for this group of people. Lord, thank you for our country. Lord, tomorrow, remembering those that sacrificed their life for our country. Lord, there are people that died and went to hell to give us freedom. But Father, thank you that you came, sent us Jesus, and died to give us eternal life. Father, please fill our preacher with your power. Fill us with your power as we listen. Change our lives, please, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
I think this evening my sermon will be quick. I think my sermon will be easy. I think it'll be quite simple. My fear is that I will be like a voice crying in the wilderness. Be a certain number of people that will listen to me preach the sermon. They will agree with it, but they won't do a single thing about it. Psalm 119, verse number 11, says this: Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. If you sat there tonight and you say, Preacher, I sincerely do not want to sin against my God, then you ought to be memorizing Scripture.
Yes, sir.
I think there are people that would say, I do not want to sin against God. Boy, he's given us a remedy.
Yes, sir.
He said, Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. This is not a sermon to the children only. So often you hear someone mention a memory verse and we all think, oh, that'd be good for the kids. I think the adults need it more than the kids do. If we took the kids from sixth grade and under and looked at the sinful condition of their life right now, I'm going to guess that if we compare that to the sinful condition of the adults' lives, the adults ought to be the ones that are memorizing Scripture all over the place. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. We all need to know the word of God. We're never too old to do right by God in accordance to his word. We're never too old to be influenced by God's word. We should hide God's word in our hearts. We should memorize it. We had our Martinsburg Christian Academy kindergarten graduation last Wednesday night. Oh, was it delightful. Those children, five years of age, would that be right, Mrs. Young? 5 years of age, stood up here and quoted for us in order all the books of the Bible. I teased and I said, now we ought to have some parents come up and do that. We laughed, but it's a good thing that we did not. There are Christians in this room that have been saved for years and years and years. You still, when you get to a certain part of the Old Testament, you can't find a certain book of the Bible. You never get to that part of the book, that part of the Bible. You don't use it often enough to know where that book of the Bible really is. You don't know which came before, which came after. You have no real landmark there in your mind. And I'm not picking on you, but I am saying to you folks, it's sad that a bunch of 5-year-olds know the books of the Bible better than a bunch of adults do. Then they quoted some scripture. This year, the kindergarten class of Martinsburg Christian Academy memorized right about 25 verses from the Bible. May I say again, That means there are some five-year-olds that know 25 verses that they learned in one school year. There are some adults in here that have been saved 5-10 years. You couldn't quote 25 verses if you wanted to. In our Sunday school lessons, we tack at the end of the lesson. Most of the lessons would have a memory verse. And Sunday school teachers, I wish that you would mention it. Because I think something that has been lost in Christianity is the memorization of Scripture. When I first got saved, it was impressed upon me that it was urgent that I memorize Scripture. One of the first things they told me to start doing, memorize Scripture. Memorize Scripture, memorize Scripture, memorize Scripture. I'm glad that I did. I can remember back, I didn't get saved till I was a 16-year-old boy, but that year I memorized all sorts of Scripture. They're still with me today. Those Scriptures still help me today and encourage me today, and I still use them today. We should all be memorizing the Bible. That'll change your life. I'd recommend this. I recommend that we all learn or memorize the books of the Bible in order so you know the order. It'll help you in a variety of ways. It'd help you in church to be able to find that book when Brother Bush says, you know, turn to the book of Malachi. It'll help you know what to do. It'll help you to get there quickly. When Brother Bush tells you to turn to the book of Jerusalem, you'll be able to turn to it real quick. It'll help you in church to know those things. It'll help you in your Bible study. It'll help you in your soul winning. I would recommend that you memorize the books of the Bible in an order. Secondly, I think I'd like to recommend to you that you memorize the thing called the Romans Road. It is the plan of salvation. You just watch and you'll see back here, and this church is, we're track maniacs. Gospel tracks go out of here by the, really, hundreds of thousands. They're all over the place. But here's what you do. There's a track rack back here in the hallway. If you want to memorize the Romans Road, you walk by there someday, you grab a hold of a track and you use it and you memorize the gospel plan of salvation. That will help you. I would tell you this, and this is not what I'm teaching tonight, but I would recommend that you memorize Scripture in the areas of your own personal weakness. If you have a weakness in life, go to the Scripture, find a Scripture about your weakness, and you commit that verse to memory. The Bible is a spiritual antibiotic that will enter your life and it'll get rid of the infection of sin. And I'm promising you, I wish I could explain it to you. I can't. But I'm so glad my God's bigger than me, and I'm glad I can't explain everything about God, and I don't have an explanation about everything, but I just know one thing. If you will put the Word of God inside you, it will strengthen you. And if you'll memorize Scripture about a weakness, somehow, this miraculous book called God's book, the Bible, it will change your life. It'll do it. Before coming here, as an assistant pastor, I was teaching an adult Sunday school class. I started a Sunday school class. It was a young married couple's class. Brother Nash's class is named like my class was named. Brother Nash's class is a sweetheart couple's class. And my class that I had started many, many years ago was called the sweetheart couple's class. We started out in a little old, about a 15-foot square room, and had 14 people there the first Sunday. We grew. As we got bigger, we needed bigger facilities. The only place for us to grow into next is our church had a rescue mission. The rescue mission had a chapel. And so the sweetheart couples, these were all young married couples, we needed a room. We had outgrown our room. And preacher said, well, why don't you use the rescue mission chapel? Oh, did the rescue mission men hate it? Because it was men going in and out of their mission all the time and their chapel. And he let us hang a sign above the door that said sweetheart couples. Now you got to understand, you got these mission men walking in and out of this building all the time with a big sign that said sweetheart couples, and they were not happy about that. We would go in and we would have our Sunday school class there. Now they would use it all the rest of the time, but we would have our Sunday school class in the chapel of the mission. Later on we grew out of it and got a 500 seat auditorium that we eventually moved into, but I'll never forget it. There was a man that was at the mission. His name was Paul. Paul was a mission man, And I'll never forget one day I was talking to Paul, and Paul and I built a friendship. We would talk and we would talk, and I would talk to Paul when I would go into the mission on a Sunday morning. And one Sunday morning, Paul said to me, memorize another verse today. And then he said something that amazed me. He said, I set a goal of memorizing a verse a day. I said, wow. I said, how long ago did you set that goal? He said, years. Years ago. One day I heard Paul quote, word for word, the entire book of Revelation.
Yes, sir.
By memory. Any of you hear it when he did it? A mission man. That's impressive to me. The last time I talked to Paul, it's been many years ago, he had said, I think I now have the entire New Testament memorized. A mission man. He said, my mind's weak. I'm going to wonder what Paul's mind had been through.
Yes, sir.
Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. I just want to make a prediction. Some of you that will not listen to what I say tonight, there will be sin in your life in the future because you will not commit to memory scripture. I really believe some of you have fallen into sins that you never had to fall into had you just memorized some of the scripture that your Sunday school teacher tried to get you to memorize. Young people, when we do scripture memorization in King's Kids, we're not doing it because it's a game. We're doing it because we love you. When we go to Martinsburg Christian Academy and we give out scripture memorization in our classes, you say, that's just part of the academic procedure. No, it is a group of people that love somebody trying to help them to keep the sin out of their life. You see, we as human beings, we do not have what it takes to give you, to help you succeed. So such as we have, we give unto thee. Say, what is it? The Word of God.
Amen.
The Word of God. Hey, if you can't figure out what else to do, just try the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
It'll change your life. Hey, Mom and Dad, let me tell you something. When our children were growing up, we weren't satisfied with what they were learning at Young Fundamentalists, the scriptures they were memorizing. We were not satisfied with just the scripture that they were memorizing at the Christian school. We as a family worked together and we memorized some scripture together. Well, we watch movies together at our house. Why don't you someday decide to memorize a scripture together at your house? All I want to do is I want to make some quick comments, and I promise you, they will be quick. But I'm going to make some observations, and I'm going to tell you some things that I believe with my whole heart. I do not think that I can thoroughly explain them to you, but I believe it, I've seen it, I've experienced it, I've watched it work. I say to you, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. And I'm going to tell you why I think we ought to memorize Scripture. First of all, let me say, number one, memorizing will help you to understand the Bible better.
Yes.
Memorizing the Bible will help you to understand the Bible better. Psalm 119 verse 169 says, let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. And folks, I believe this. You better understand that which is committed to memory. I think you'll understand the Bible better if you will memorize the Bible. I just believe that. You know, when you're out soul winning, you say, I'd like to have a better understanding of soul winning. Memorize the scripture that helps you to win someone to Christ, and you'll better understand how to win souls. I promise you. I can't tell you why. I think the devil believes this. I think the devil wants you to memorize his stuff. Why? It'll become a part of you. It'll make you more of what he is. And if you want to be more of what God is, memorize God's book. Memorize the scripture. Some of you young people that struggle with your English classes, I would recommend that you memorize the parts of speech. I would recommend that you memorize. You say, boy, I'm having a hard time in English. If I were you then, I'd memorize every preposition. I memorized every preposition. I memorized the vowels. I memorized the parts of speech. I memorized all that. And I don't have a great grasp on the English language. I butchered up when I'm preaching and I realize that. But I think I have an understanding of it. I've written a dozen or so books. I think I understand it. But what helped me to understand that? I memorized. I made it a part of my mind. I virtually had the book printed on my brain so I could study it when I wasn't able to see it with my eyes. And if you'll memorize the Word of God, you will understand the Word of God better. There's some of you, you'll hear something preached, you'll say, I just don't understand that. Here's what I'd do if I were you. If there's some doctrine of the Bible, there's some issue of the Bible that you don't understand, go to a verse about that issue, memorize it, and God can give you an understanding of His Word.
Yes.
Say, preacher, I want you to explain it to me now. I'll try to, and I want to. But I can tell you something. There's somebody that can explain it far better than me, and that is the Holy Spirit of God. And if you would take the Word of God and put it in your mind, commit it to memory, God will give you an understanding that's unique because you've committed it to your mind by way of memory. So I said, number one, memorizing will help you to understand the Bible better. Number two, memorizing the Bible will add to your success in life.
Yes.
It'll add to your success in life. A very, very popular verse, let me read it to you. Joshua 1:8. The Bible says, "This book of the law," speaking of the Bible, "shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Notice the result of what we were told to do is that our way will be prosperous, and we shall have good success. Not just success, but good success. Well, what were we told to do? Meditate on the Word of God day and night. You won't meditate on it unless you've committed some part of it to memory in your mind. That's just the way it is. You will be more successful if you'll memorize Scripture. I'm just positive of that. I am just positive. You know, there are all sorts of people, they get all sorts of programs secularly, and they're memorizing these programs. These are the steps to success. These are the steps to building a great business. This is the steps to building a financial kingdom. And they memorize point one, point two, point three, point four. There is no greater book of success than the Word of God. And if you will memorize the Bible, it will make you prosperous. If you'll memorize the Bible, it will give you good success. And I'm sorry, I can't exactly explain it all. I'm not really trying to explain it all. I just believe in it so much. I'm telling you, just do it and let it prove it to you. Let it prove itself to you. Memorizing the Bible will produce success in your life. Memorizing the Bible will make you a greater success in your Christian life. Memorizing the Bible will make you a better success in your marriage. You say, I want to have a good marriage, then memorize some scripture about marriage. Some of you that are struggling in your marriage right now, when's the last time you memorized a verse about marriage? Some of you husbands that are struggling, be a good husband. Memorize some verses that command you as to how you're to behave as a husband.
Yes.
Some wife needs to take a verse and memorize the verse that tells you how to behave as a wife. I think if you'll memorize verses, it'll make you a success. God said you're going to have to meditate therein day and night. You're not going to meditate day and night unless you've committed it to your mind by way of memory. So I said, number one, memorizing the Bible will help you to better understand the Bible. Number two, memorizing the Bible will add success to your life. Number three, memorizing the Bible will increase your joy. It will increase your joy. The Bible says in Psalm 119 verse 14, I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. That word, it's speaking of the testimonies there, and what God is, that the word testimonies is talking about God's word. I'll promise you something, folks. If you'll memorize the Word of God, I'll use the word happy if I could here, you'll be happier. If you'll memorize the Word of God, you'll have more joy in life. Some of you that are depressed, let me tell you what you need to do. Memorize some scripture.
Yes, sir.
I can't think of anything better to put in your brain.
That's right.
You might need to turn the news off and put the good news in your mind and commit it to memory. I'll tell people, you know, there's a verse in the Bible that says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Listen to me. If you're struggling, if you're down, if your heart is broken, if you're depressed, get the Bible out, look up the word joy and find you some scripture and put the spiritual antibiotic of God's joy in your brain, and it can drive out the infection of that depression. You say, explain that to me. I can't. I just know it works. There are times when I'm facing something in life and I can't reach a Bible. I can't get to a concordance so I can figure out what I need. You say, what do you do, Brother Owens? I close my eyes. I search through the memory bank of my mind and I pull a verse out and I quote it to myself. I quote that verse over and over again, and God somehow takes it and lifts my spirit. Some of you that struggle extra at being down, then memorize a lot of verses about the joy of the Lord. The things that bring God joy and the things that will cause joy in your life. I said this. I said, number one, memorization will help you to understand the Bible better. Number two, memorization of the Bible will add to your success and your prosperity in life. Number three, memorizing the Bible, it can increase the joy of your life. Number four, memorizing the Bible will help to protect your emotions.
Yes, sir.
Memorizing the Bible will help to protect your emotions. Psalm 119 verse 165 says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. I have to tell you, I quote that verse to myself a lot. When you're a public figure like I am, everything you say, everything you do, everybody's constantly critiquing you. People say things, and I want to be careful that I don't have my feelings hurt. Preachers that get their feelings hurt all the time, they quit the ministry. I don't want to have my feelings hurt. I want to keep on going for God. So somebody says something to me and it hurts me, what do you do? The first thing I want to do is pick up a baseball bat. Say, what do? I quote Psalm 119, 165 to me. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Now, Jeff, what's that say? Great peace. Great peace have who? They which love thy law. And nothing. Not even that? No, not even that. You hear what she said? I heard it. Nothing shall offend them. And I let the scripture pull me out of wanting to rip your head off. You need to memorize the scripture. The scripture will protect your emotions. The Bible gives you scripture after scripture about anger. Can I tell you what some of you need to do? There are some of you, your temper is so bad, you ought to have every verse in the Bible that refutes anger. You ought to have it memorized. You say, oh, I want to stop. And you said, oh, honey, I'm so sorry. I lost it and put my fist through the wall again. I'm so sorry. How many verses have you memorized about your sin of your out of control temper?
Yes.
Don't you tell me that you don't want to sin when God has given you the antidote for your sin, which is the Word of God, which can change a man. Don't you tell me that if you're not doing what God commanded you to do about your weakness.
Yes.
Say, oh, I've got a lust problem. How many verses have you memorized about lust? So I have a self-control issue. How many verses about self-control have you memorized? Now, there are some new Christians in here. You've never heard the verse. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. And you're learning it tonight. And so this is new to you. There are a whole bunch of you. You've known the verse for 20 years. You've not memorized one verse to refute your weakness or to help you to overcome that sin that keeps popping up in your life. It might be you like your sin. I say to you, memorizing the Bible can help to protect your emotions, because great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Memorize those verses that will steady your emotions. Memorize those verses that will help to get control over your life. Number five, memorizing the Bible will keep you from being a quitter.
Yes.
Memorizing the Bible will help you, and it'll keep you from becoming a quitter. And some of you need this desperately. You need this desperately. Listen to this. I love this verse. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse number 9 says, "Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name." This was Jeremiah, preacher. He said, "I've had it. I'm not going to talk about Jesus anymore. I'm not going to talk about God anymore. I'm pulling out." It says, "Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay." In other words, he said, I wasn't gonna serve God anymore. I wasn't gonna do what I wasn't gonna preach anymore. I wasn't gonna talk for God anymore. But I'd made a mistake earlier in life. I had pumped the word of God inside me, and I was gonna run from God, but God's word grabbed a hold of me, slammed me on the ground, and said, "You're not running anywhere. Stay right there and serve God." That's exactly what Jeremiah said. Jeremiah said, "I had made a conscious decision. I wasn't witnessing for him anymore. I wasn't preaching for him anymore. I wasn't singing for him anymore. I was going to do nothing for him. I'm walking away." He said, "But I had put the word of God down inside my heart. It started burning. It started convicting me from the inside out. I could not fight it. It overcame me." I'm going to tell you all something. Some of you better memorize some scripture quick. Because when you get to running from God, you don't have enough tucked inside you that will convict you from the inside out. And you'll end up out there in the pigsty of the world, living like an animal like you never dreamed. I thank God that when I start to get off base, something inside me starts preaching to me. I've got that Holy Spirit has so much scripture that's been memorized in my brain. Boy, y'all have something inside you that preaches to you. I can be getting ornery and doing something I shouldn't. All of a sudden, a verse pops up, and I'm thinking, "Oh, brother, stop preaching to me, Jeff Owens. You better put some scripture in your brain because the rainy day of temptation is coming." And Jeremiah said, "But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay." The word of God will drive you back to God if you'll allow it, but you have to memorize it. See, it said his word was in mine heart. Yes. It was in mine heart. Yes. "Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee." Let me say number 6. I believe memorizing the Bible would give you deeper roots. I think memorizing the Bible will give you deeper roots. I think people that memorize the Bible make deeper commitments to God and to the things of God. Yes. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 through 3, very popular verses. It says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate," there it is again, "day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water." Folks, if you want to stay in the church a long time, if you want to last a long time, you're going to have to do more than glibly glance at the Bible every once in a while. I'd recommend that you memorize it. Memorize it. Here it says, this person, they're meditating day and night. You will not meditate on the Word of God day and night unless you're doing some memorizing. You're committing it to memory. That meditate, you're memorizing, you're drawing from something that's been put on the inside of you, and you need to meditate on it. I believe those that memorize the Word of God will be planted, the Bible says. Planted. You'll be planted better in your marriage. You'll be planted better in your ministry. You'll be planted better in your church. You'll be planted. You've got roots. You've got depth. Hey, memorizing the Word of God will give you a depth. It'll give you a strength. It'll help when the storms of life come. Your roots are deep. And so we ought to memorize the Word of God. Why? It'll give us deeper roots. Not only that, I think memorizing the Word of God will add to the peace in your life. Memorization of the Word of God will give you greater peace in life. Psalm 119 verse 165 says, "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." I was worried about my emotion. Now I'm telling you, if you'll memorize the Word of God, you can have a greater peace in life. God's Word is like an anchor. God's Word will bring peace to your life. You say, I need peace in my life. Then memorize some verses about the peace of God. Then finally, let me give you one more and I'm done. Memorizing the Bible gives you stronger direction in your life. Memorizing the Bible will help with your direction and give you stronger direction in life. Psalm 119 verse 105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my way." Now, I can't tell you how many times when I am making decisions which way to go that I quote to myself a verse. I quote to myself verses all the time, helping myself to make right decisions in life. Now, folks, you want to make good decisions, you better get to the Word of God and let the Word of God control your decision making. It helps an awful lot if you have a whole bunch of the Word of God tucked into your brain. You say, "Well, I had a decision to make it work, but I couldn't get my Bible out." Sure, it'd be good if you had something to reference to. It could be the memorization of the Word of the Lord. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Boy, do I quote that to myself a lot. Over and over and over and over and over again. I will be standing. I put myself through a mental process. There's someone, you'll come to my office, sit across from me at my desk. You'll ask me a question. You'll ask for advice. Often in my brain, I quote a verse to me before I tell you what to do. Yes, what am I doing? I am helping you to find your way. I didn't look it up in the Bible necessarily, but I grabbed into the memory bank of Scripture in my mind. I said, "Now what does the Bible teach?" I quote a verse to myself. I then give you the instruction that just came from the memory bank of my mind, and I help you to find the right way. You see, I believe memorizing the Bible gives you stronger direction in life. You're going to need that direction. You say, I feel like I've memorized some verses and they're not helping me. Oh, you don't ever think that. Don't ever think that. Those verses that you have tucked into your brain, they're helping you. And some of you might think, "Boy, I just help my children. I help them and help them and help them." And all these verses, my children, they memorize that verse. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." You say, "Brother Owens, we memorize it. Matter of fact, at our house, we quote it every day. But I have to tell you, it's not helping." It's helping. You can't imagine what they'd be like if they didn't have that verse memorized. It's helping. And you know, sometimes you can memorize a verse and you might not have need of it this moment. But I can remember there have been times when I'm preaching along and as I'm preaching, I'm thinking, "Lord, I need something right now. I need something right now." All of a sudden, a verse that I memorized 15 years ago pops into my brain. The Holy Spirit of God says, "Memorize for such a time as this. Insert in the outline right here." God takes it and does something great with it. Hey, you have not wasted one little bit of your brain by memorizing Scripture. All the Bible you can pack into your brain is going to serve a purpose. It will not return to you void. It will keep you clean. It'll keep you out of trouble. It will give you peace. It will give you understanding. It will give you strength. It will deepen your roots. Memorize the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
Memorize it. Memorize the Word of God. You won't regret it. Memorize it. "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." I hope that you'll consider memorizing the Scripture. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here tonight, you've never been saved, we want to welcome you to the Savior. If you're here tonight and you've been saved and you've never made it public, why don't you come? If you need to be baptized, why don't you come? Somebody here tonight, maybe you need to rededicate your life. Maybe this morning's sermon got to you a little bit and you need to come tonight and get something right with God about this morning's sermon. I don't know. Maybe there's somebody here tonight, you just need to leave your seat, come down here and get on your knees and say, "God, I'm going to get to memorizing some Scripture again." Some of you used to do it when you were young, but you don't do it anymore. All I'm trying to do is help you. Scripture memorization is not a child's thing. It's probably more necessary for adults than it is for children. We face more temptation. We have more faults to work on. Who here tonight would say, "Preacher, God has spoken in my heart about something tonight. I want to attend to it. I want to do what God needs me to do." And you raise your hand and say, "God's spoken to me about some things." You may put your hand down. I'm going to ask the instrumentalists to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. Choir, sing a song of invitation, if you will, please. You need the altar, you come. In a moment, I have something I'm going to give you, but after we've concluded the altar call, I'm going to give you something that will help you with this memorization deal. Hey, new Christian, some of you that are newer in the church, come down here, get on your knees and say, Lord, I need some help with this thing. I need to start memorizing some Scripture. Hey, look at that which you struggle and say, what am I going to do about that? Get you some Scripture and read it. Then memorize it. Then get another verse on it and memorize it. When the devil comes in, throws that temptation at you, quote the Scripture to yourself. Quote it to yourself. Tell yourself what you've memorized from the Bible. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. If you really want to overcome that weakness, memorize the Scripture that refutes that weakness. Jeremiah did in Jeremiah 20, where he said, I wasn't going to go forward for God. I was going to go backward. But I had put so much Bible into myself while I was getting away in my backsliding. It humbled me, and the Scripture in my heart, it came to my mind and it helped me to get back to God. One more time through the song, please. One more time. Ushers, you prepare yourself for the handout. Thank you, choir. Thank you, congregation. You go ahead and have a seat.